From the DTN Newsroom, I'm Ross Quinn with the abbreviated DTN Midday Grain Comments for today, Thursday, May the 9th. In the market summary, the U.S. stock market is firmer at midday with the S&P 20 points higher. The dollar index is 25 points lower. The interest rate products are mixed. Corn is 2 to 3 cents lower in quiet midday trade as we drift towards lower, with the WASDE report coming on Friday, along with spillover pressure from the soybeans. Ethanol margins should get a boost from corn fading and unleaded finding footing, but we'll need sustained better demand to drive greater production. Near-term weather should allow planning to pick back up into mid-month and boost emergence, with all eyes on the mid-month forecast for the end of planting. Soybeans are 15 to 16 cents lower at midday, with trade continuing to fade from the fresh highs as product momentum turns negative and we start to see some pre-report long profit-taking. Meal is 450 to 550 lower, and oil is 95 to 105 points lower. South America should continue to expand exports as they battle through short flooding and labor unrest issues. On the report, trade is looking for old crop carryout at 339 million metric tons of old crop and 431 of new. Wheat trade is 7 to 10 cents higher at midday, with Kansas City trade leading as we recoup Wednesday's losses to stay in the middle of the recent range as we follow euro values higher ahead of the report. The plains should warm up a bit and dry after the recent storms, with further moisture needed to finish, while Black Sea forecasts continue to be concerning as we move forward into the growing season. On the report, the trade is looking for old crop carryout at 696 million bushels and 786 million of new crop. From the DTN Newsroom, I'm Ross Quinn with the abbreviated DTN Midday Grain Comments for today, Thursday, May the 9th, and have a good afternoon from DTN.